the goal you're holding these throughout the region? What is the goal of these types of education forums?
Well, to get input from educators, not only from the teachers, but from the administrators. And I am meeting with some parents, I'm meeting with school board members, and I'm meeting with students from time to time as well. I think that we've got a real chance, if not this year, then next year, at actually getting through a reauthorization of No Child Left Behind. And as you know, this is something that's been languishing in the Congress for a number of years. It should have been done a long time ago. But I think we have an opportunity to do it. And as a ranking, the ranking member now on the subcommittee that will deal with this, early childhood, elementary and secondary education, I'm going to play more of a role in that reauthorization.
What should it look like? I mean, there was so much talk, accountability and everything. What should it actually look like if you're going to reauthorize it?
Everybody's for accountability, but what folks are telling me they want is more flexibility on the part of the federal government. Really sending some of the decision-making power back to the states and the local levels and the school districts themselves, but also at the same time allowing more flexibility when it comes to accountability, not punishing schools, but doing what we can at the federal level to provide the resources so they can do the job that they want to do, that they know they need to do.
You mentioned it, growth models. Is that something you can put into a solid piece of legislation?
There's no question. There's no question. Growth models are the way to go, and virtually everybody agrees with that. That's already happening at many of the local levels that where I've actually visited in the, over the course of the last several years. Some states are doing this. And really, this, instead of comparing apples to oranges, this will actually be taking a group of students and following them over a number of years to see what their progress is or what it isn't, as the case may be.
When you're looking at education, so much gets brought, and it didn't get brought up here, but is you hear Common Core, Common Core. Where do you stand on that effort to kind of get everybody on the same page, I guess you would say?
Well, there are certain things that we have to do as a country to make this country more competitive than it is at the moment with other countries. There's no doubt about that. And that's for the benefit of these folks who are going to want to go out and be productive members of our society and then contribute to our society but have good-paying jobs. So there are certain things that I think we can agree on that everybody sort of has to learn. The real question is where those decisions are going to get made. You know, are they going to get made primarily at the federal level? Are they going to get made primarily at the local level? And I think we can all agree that states and localities ought to be the principal focus of where those decisions get made.
Could your committee ever look at something, more time in the classroom, longer days, having more of a federal requirement to get kids more in the classroom, such as other countries?
I think we have to be very, very careful about imposing rules like that at the federal level. Education is primarily a local and state issue, and that's where most of the decisions, the overwhelming majority of the decisions, ought to be kept. So I am very, very leery about that kind of a proposition.